We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
President Trump says he is not thrilled with the border deal congressional negotiators have come up with, but he says there probably will not be another government shutdown Friday night.
CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy is joining us. Stephen, what's in this new border security deal, and what's missing that President Trump wanted?
Well, what's missing is money. The president wanted $5.7 billion, and the bipartisan negotiators delivered up a package that has $1.375 billion. Now, that's nearly $1.4 billion, but it's less than the $1.6 billion that Democratic aides had signed off on last year. So it's less money than the president asked for, and it's even less money than Democrats said that they would support last year. Yet, the president is, we're told, very likely to sign it. He does not want to watch this government shut down again at the end of the week, at least key aspects of this government. And the president also did something today that was rather important. He gave his strongest signal yet that he's on the cusp of declaring a national emergency to build the wall by tapping unspent funds from across the government. He even referred today to move things around and take from far less important areas. So these are really strong signals that the president is going ahead with that plan. He even said today he's not happy or thrilled with the package that was announced last night, but is he happy with where we're going? He says he's thrilled with that. Whatever plan he's got in his back pocket, he's very happy with.
What are the prospects of a shutdown at this point, you think?
Well, zero if the president signs this compromise. I mean, this package would fund the affected agencies through the end of the fiscal year. It would completely avoid a possible shutdown. What could derail it? Ultimately, the president changing his mind, which we have seen happen before. So stay tuned. I'll never forget the day just before Christmas when I got word that the Senate Republicans had signed the White House's signal had cleared the way for a bill to avoid a shutdown, and it passed on a voice vote in the Senate on a Wednesday. The next day, the White House announced that the president had changed his mind, and by the end of that week, we had the shutdown. So with that in mind, that's where we are this afternoon.
Ain't over till it's over. All right, Stephen, thanks for the update. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.